Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
Make sure you check us out every Wednesday, every Saturday on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Be sure to check out But You're Wrong Facebook page, facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. Please give us a like on there and follow us on Twitter at BYW Podcast.
And on YouTube at youtube.com/BYW Podcast. If you like Keith, make sure you check him out on the Amazon Kindle Marketplace. We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
Speaking of freaks.
Oh, yes.
This was just two episodes ago. Ye Old Pussy Pistol Part 2.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer McCarthy, the ex-wife of Pulitzer Prize winning author Cormac McCarthy, made headlines this week when she was accused of whipping a gun out of her vagina and threatening her boyfriend during an argument about space aliens in a statement and 911 call. In a statement and 911 call she released yesterday, McCarthy says she was the real victim.
Oh boy.
She says she called 911 after having been choked, pushed to the floor, and hit in the face by a drunken Mark Belagio. I don't know.
Belagio.
That's what I wanted to say, but
yeah, I don't,
Paleogo. Paleologo.
Pelagio.
See, I want to say, like, Paleologo.
Maybe it's not Italian. I'm trying to say it like an Italian name.
But I don't know. Anyway, Mark. By a drunken Mark. We said it was Phil. We were close.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Damn.
On Saturday morning, following a silly argument the evening before.
A silly little argument.
Let's see. And deputies say McCarthy got into a dispute last Saturday. Over space aliens. She pulled it out after some simulated sex, then asked Mark, who was crazy, you or me? That's when she allegedly pointed the gun at his head. He says he wrestled the gun away from her before the 911 call. This is her statement. My call to 911 obviously de-escalated the situation, and at that point I thought the matter was resolved and did not require further law enforcement attention. Consequently, I tried to protect, she says his name, but we'll call him Mark, I tried to protect Mark and minimize the attack to the officer. At no time did I point a gun at Mark. At no time did I place a gun or any weapon anywhere in my body. So she had to address it, but she was trying to be tactful while doing it.
Yeah, in my body, yeah.
Anywhere
she didn't say it quite the way we said it.
Yes, let's read this again. At no time did I place a gun or any weapon, no weapon, anywhere in her body.
Uh-huh.
So no weapon was in her body at all, a gun or otherwise. So, you know, just keep that in mind.
Yeah, no, I get it, yeah.
Unfortunately, Mark's preposterous version of events was repeated in the complaint and resulted in my arrest. Now, there is a 4-minute long call that I will try to figure out how to download a copy of so we can attach it to this episode.
Okay.
I'll figure out how to download it tomorrow, and then you're editing this episode, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, and then we'll figure out how to, I'll Dropbox it.
And okay.
You can attach it. Because the best part of this 911 call is that she talks to him. She's talking to the 911 responder.
Yeah.
And wants to report an assault and what happened to her. And then you hear a voice in the background go, tell him about the gun you shoved in your cunt.
No way.
Yes.
Santa Fe 911, what's the location of your emergency? I'm sorry, what's the name of the road? Say that again, ma'am. Okay, and what is what's the house number again?
Yes.
And what is your name?
Jennifer McCarthy.
And what's the phone number you're calling from?
The phone number?
Yes. Okay, tell me exactly what happened.
I just got assaulted.
Okay, do you need an ambulance?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, tell me exactly what happened. What were the events leading up to it?
I got in an argument with my boyfriend, and I got strangled and then slapped across the face.
Okay, is the suspect still there?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Where is he?
Here in the house.
Okay, who else is there with you?
Nobody.
Okay. Is anyone under the influence of any drugs or alcohol?
Yes.
Yes?
Alcohol.
Okay, are there any weapons inside the house?
Yes.
Where are the weapons?
There's no ammo, though.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
unloaded. Where are they located?
I'm not sure where it is.
Okay. And how long ago did this happen?
About 5 minutes ago.
How about the gun you shoved up your
trunk? Is that him talking to you?
Yes, it is.
Does he know you're calling us?
Yes.
Okay. And what started the argument? What started all of this?
We got in an argument earlier, and he was leaving. I'm not really sure what it was.
Tell him about the gun.
I already did.
Tell him about the gun you shoved up your trunk and put in my face.
I didn't put a gun in your face. Yeah, you did. Fucking liar.
Why do you think it escalated?
Okay. Because I put my finger on your shoulder.
Where's the gun right now?
I don't know.
You don't know where it is? Okay.
I think it got thrown out into the desert.
Okay. And what is his name?
You know what, I think I'm just going to drop the whole thing, if that's all right.
Well, Jessica, yeah, just that way we can get an officer out there just to speak to both of you and get a statement from both of you guys. And that way we can just document it also.
Do we have to?
Well, you did dial 911, so we do have to send someone out there.
All right.
But it's going to be up to you if you're going to want to document or further the report, okay?
All right.
Okay. Okay, so are you guys physically fighting right now, or has it de-escalated?
It's de-escalated.
Okay. Can I get his name? That way the officers know who's going to be there when we arrive?
His name is Eric.
What's his last name?
Jones.
Say that again?
Jones.
Jones?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to get somebody out there. If anything changes, just call us back immediately, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
So I think that answers the question. We're trying to figure out if she was shoving a loaded gun in there.
Yeah.
Or not. And I think the answer is no.
Huh.
But yeah, we'll have to attach it to the end of this episode. But holy shit, I was not expecting that. I was like listening to it, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. And then the guy just goes, yeah, tell him about the gun you shoved up your cunt. Wait, what? Did I hear that right? And then as if on cue, he repeats it.
So what do you think happened? Do you think she did?
Yeah. I think she did.
I think she probably did too. Because she's not going to admit to that.
Because here's the thing. He's not going to say cunt unless he's really pissed off.
True.
Cunt's one of those words where, like, you only really say it if you're pissed off or if you're repeating a 911 call, like I am now.
Yeah. I probably use it a little more than I should.
Yeah. I mean, I probably do too. But, like, it's one of those things that for the majority of people, when saying it like that, like, because he doesn't say, here's the thing, he doesn't say, like, right away, tell him about the gun you pointed at me.
Yeah.
His first thing is, tell him about the gun you shoved in your cunt.
Right.
So I'm thinking that part definitely happened.
Yeah, yeah. And I have no reason at all to believe this woman.
Well, yeah.
I honestly probably have every reason to not believe her.
Exactly. Like, the thing is, she says that it didn't happen, though.
Yeah.
So wait, you say you have reason not to believe her, or you have reason to believe her?
No, I said I have no reason to believe her.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, there's nothing really. I have no reason to take what she says is true. Not that I necessarily believe this guy, but I don't know. Like, I feel like, I don't know. Maybe it's just because he's a man.
You know, the thing is, because of the way he says it on the call, and the fact that after he says it like three times is when she goes, you know what? Don't worry about it. Don't come over.
Yeah. Maybe that. Yeah.
That makes
that doesn't help her case either.
Yeah.
If that only hurts her case, that she's like, you know what, never mind.
So, yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it.
It's interesting, and I really wish that they explained, because in the call, she does not say that they got into a fight over space aliens. Here's the other thing. She also says that they got into a fight, they got into a disagreement about something, and then she doesn't know how the fight, like, really started.
Right.
But then it says space aliens. So, like, why would he make up space aliens? Like, okay, assuming they're both ridiculously drunk and probably on something. It's still his version of events seems too strange for somebody to make up if he wanted to get her in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, like, if he was like, you know what, I'm gonna fuck with this bitch and get her in trouble by making up this ridiculous thing.
Yeah, no, that, yeah, why would he, I mean, you could also say, like, that's the beauty of it, like, he would just, like, make it so stupid, but yeah, no, I mean, you're right.
So I'm thinking that a version of his events happened. And she probably shoved the gun inside of her.
Yeah. And she just, she doesn't want anyone to know.
Yeah.
Which, who could blame her? Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. You want one more follow-up that I just found while I was looking at that? We'll do one more because I'm gonna let people know now. Next week's schedule for myself is gonna be rough on recording, so we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
It might be a one episode week, people, or maybe a one episode, one mini episode.
Yeah, those mini episodes, it might be good.
We'll see what we can do. But last follow up. You know what they say about guys with big feet?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not true.
Yeah. However, Sasquatch-themed erotica has been around a while, but the hilariously hairy phenomenon has lumbered its way into the mainstream.
Oh, the mainstream, really?
Yes. Remember the monster porn that we had discussed a while ago?
Oh, with the books, yeah.
Yes. I don't remember what the name of the person was who wrote those. Was it Virginia Wade?
No, it wasn't.
Well, Virginia Wade. Actually, you know what? If this is Virginia Wade, an actual picture of her, she doesn't look too bad.
Really?
Yeah. She seems like she's a little older. It's more of a head and shoulder shot, so she might be a little... It's hard to tell her shape, but she's got a nice face.
Okay.
Which is surprising, considering that she...
is into what she's into.
Yeah. Actually, let me go. Let me slip.
The one that did the other stuff was Christy Sims.
Christy Sims. Okay. Maybe I'll jump between these two articles. I found the first thing on Huffington Post. Wade's magnum opus is arguably the 3-volume, 16-book Come for Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
Though she had to change the title to Moan for Bigfoot last year after Amazon and other retailers began cracking down on more explicit self-published ebooks. From within the tufts of matted hair, the creature released a huge pale cock that defied logic, reads one excerpt from the series. Oh, did we mention Wade claims to be making between $6,000 and $30,000 a month? Shit, I need to write my fucked up erotica book now.
Holy crap.
A steamy passage from Volume 2, which features sex squatches with sensual names like Leonard and Dale, reads, "Our mornings always began like this. My warm body buzzing with arousal. My Sasquatch lovers, who had an almost insatiable appetite for sex, would pleasure me shortly."
Oh, boy.
Her eviction debut follows a group of women who embark on a week-long camping trip to Mount Hood National Forest. There, in the shadow of Oregon's highest mountain, they are kidnapped and sexually assaulted by a mysterious woodland creature. "What the hell is that thing?" asks one protagonist. "It's fucking Bigfoot," hissed Shelley. "He's real, for fuck's sake." Horror filled her eyes. And then she says, "With a huge cock."
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Why not?
Obviously, Virginia Wade is a pen name.
Yeah, yeah, I guess she probably doesn't want her parents knowing what she's doing.
So she sat down and wrote the entire book, more of a novella, just 12,000 words in a matter of weeks. She never considered trying to sell it to a mainstream publisher. Instead, she went directly to Amazon's Kindle Direct Publishing, an online platform. The average royalty percentage for author, let's see. The first month, I think I made $5. And that was just Amazon with no marketing muscle, no bookshelf stores, blah, blah, blah. She had $30,000 or more. Oh, I gotta come up with something. She branched into other genres, penning ebooks like Taken by Pirates and Seduced by the Dark Lord. But her Come for Bigfoot series was the biggest moneymaker. "I started cranking them out," she says. "If there's a market there for monster sex, I was going to give it to them." She even bought her family.
She uses her words wisely, too.
Yes. She even brought in her family to help with the workload. "My dad, who's an English instructor, was my editor. My mom did the German translations." Now it has to be a hoax. "My mom did the German translations, including the equally popular Kumm für Bigfoot."
Oh, my God.
K-O-M-M für Bigfoot. I mean,
that's how you spell Kumm für Bigfoot.
Yeah. But German, probably, yeah. "I even had my own 401k. It became a cottage industry."
What?
"But readers loved it. I was putting my daughter through college with the profits. I used to joke with her, Bigfoot smut is paying for your school."
What?
She's part of a burgeoning literary genre that's found a wide audience online, monster porn, otherwise known as cryptozoological erotica.
Oh, well, we didn't see that last time.
Let's see. Self-published, blah, blah, blah. And then this guy, I think, goes back to... they have titles that are more often silly than sexy, from Demons Love Ass... part of Trisha Dane's Beasts and Booty collection to Frankenstein's Bitch and Sex with My Husband's Anatomically Correct Robot.
Oh, yeah.
And the plots are nevertheless than imaginative. A feline shapeshifter might be saved from a tree by a firefighter with a cat fetish, as in the ebook Out on a Limb. Or a buxom cattle rancher might be abducted and kept enslaved in a strange perverted alien zoo in Milked by Aliens.
Oh, wow. I missed that one.
He's in a snicker. But somebody's buying these things. So instead of a majority of advertisers listed in the middle of the line. See, even with the small prices that I was asking, 99 cents, the minimum allowed by Amazon, it doesn't take much imagination to guess that I was selling a lot of books earning $4,000 each month. Oh, and then everything changed. In October, the online news site The Kernel published an incendiary story called An Epidemic of Filth, claiming that online bookstores like Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, and others were selling self-published ebooks that featured rape fantasies, incest porn, and graphic description of bestiality and child abuse. The story ignited a media firestorm in the UK, with major news outlets like The Daily Mail, The Guardian, and the BBC reporting on the sale of sick ebooks. Skip that. Their response in the US was somewhat more muted, but most of the retailers mentioned in the piece, including Amazon and Barnes & Noble, began quietly pulling hundreds of titles from their online shelves. An event that Kobo, another ebook publisher, COO, referred to last month as Erotica Gate.
Erotica Gate.
The crackdown was meant to target the obvious offenders, ebooks like Daddy's Birthday Gangbang.
Oh, yeah.
And others that fetishize incest and rape. But in their fervor to course correct, the online bookstore started deleting, according to the Digital Reader blog, not just the questionable erotica, but also any ebooks that might even hint at violating cultural norms. That included crypto porn. Wade's sexy Sasquatch, not unlike the elusive hominid beast of legend, vanished without a trace. But it wasn't just Bigfoot who was herded into the extinction. Wade says that 60% of her titles disappeared from Amazon. They started sending my books randomly back to draft mode, where new ebooks are uploaded. Found the following books guidelines. She altered the titles of several volumes in her blockbuster series from Come for Bigfoot to Moan for Bigfoot, and they were returned to Amazon shelves, but now they're only seen by readers searching for them specifically. They can still be found in the store, but it requires extra digging. Even more confusing, only some of her titles were flagged by Amazon. So while some books are listed as Moan for Bigfoot, others remain Come for Bigfoot. Well, that's weird.
Huh. Wow. So I take it she's not making quite as much money as she was.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, see, I should have gotten to this market like a year ago.
Man.
I don't know. Maybe I'll try one. See if I can come up with I got to come up with a good pen name.
Buck Naked?
No, like a good pen name.
Michael Studley?
That's not too bad. there's a... Okay, this article is huge, but... Oh, look!
How many horses?
it's like... it's... Shit, it's gotta be like... It's gotta be like 10 horses.
Oh, boy.
So I'm gonna read this later, but... Let's see. Fans of raunchy Bigfoot sex need not fear. Over the last few months, several self-published ebooks involving a certain hirsute sex machine have appeared in Amazon Kindle store with titles like Savage Love, the newly released Bigfoot Did Me From Behind and I Liked It.
I like that one.
And this one might be my favorite, though, Boffing Bigfoot.
Boffing Bigfoot?
Yeah, I think it's a British thing. They say boffing.
Is it like blowing?
No, I think boffing is
oh,
like
just fucking. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's just fucking. But they're just like, oh, I'm just boffing them.
Oh, okay. It's like shagging.
Yes, it's a British slang for shagging.
For sexual intercourse.
Yes, boffing Bigfoot. Although Bigfoot Did Me From Behind and I Liked It is also pretty awesome.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. Also somewhat unrelated, great porn title that I saw the other day. Romantic Rectal Reaming.
Wow.
I have never thought that a rectal reaming would ever be romantic, but I do enjoy the alliteration of that title.
I was going to say, great alliteration. I bet it's better than the actual film.
It probably is. But yeah, I'm gonna have to read this article, and then maybe I'll see if I can come up with a title.
Yeah.
And then I'll just work from there.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it.
I'll let you know when it makes its debut. Maybe we'll mention it here, but I don't want to be associated with it, so maybe we won't.
Michael Studley releasing a book.
Michael Studley, or you know what? No, it's just all Dr. Bigcock here with her.
We'll do an interview. Just you doing a different voice.
Hello. I'm Dr. Bigcock. This is Michael Studleyson Cockburg. I would like you to my book is very good and sexy.
Apparently, not only does he have an accent, but he also kind of stutters a little bit.
I do not want you to think that I am the other host of the show.
Oh.
I would like it very much to buy my book. It is called Fucking the German Yeti. This is about Nazis and Yetis. And you can look for my next book. It is called How Stella's Vaya Did Not Die. It is about a young woman in a little German bar whose fire was dying. And then it was reawakened by another Nazi Yeti. She had a lot of artwork, and that's why she went home with him. But, you know, it's, they had some wine, a little schnitzel. It was very good.
There was a romantic anal reaming.
Yes, it was very sexy, and she shit on his chest. It was very nice until he had to take a shower.
Yes, the poop got stuck in his chest hair.
Yes, it was not good. I thought about cutting that part out of my book, but you know, there's just no truth in the story anymore. Then, so I left it in.
Well, this has been very educational.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodella.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
Remember, folks, no regrets. And if you're trying to write porn, restrict yourself to mythical creatures. It will make you more creative.
And rich beyond your wildest dreams.
Yeah. Wait, is Virginia Wade German?
No, I don't think so.